Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 2 Term 4 Staff podcast. I want to thank everybody for a really positive first week of term. I really appreciate the time and effort everybody has put into making sure the school was up at full capacity as soon as possible. There were a number of staff that had obviously worked extensively over the school holidays, particularly for our Stage 2 students, and I appreciate that. But it was also good to see people come back with some fresh faces after a decent holiday, and obviously enjoyed some of the local environments that we live in Port Lincoln. I also want to thank all of the staff that were prepared to put some time into the further consultation around the redevelopment. It was certainly a positive series of meetings that we had on Wednesday, certainly starting with some Aboriginal students, moving on to some Aboriginal community consultation in the middle of the day. And I also know that John appreciated the time and thoughts and preparation that had gone into the 3:30 meeting with the arts and tech staff. And he certainly produced a range of questions for me to think through over the coming weeks. So again, thank you to everybody. He certainly made comment about the very positive and passionate staff that we have at Port Lincoln and really wanting to make sure we get value for money for our students through that $15 million over the next 30, 40 years. The leadership team has spent time in this past week on timetable development, and this will continue over the next month. If you have any questions around the timetable construction, can you please see your respective curriculum leaders or in fact anybody on the leadership team to find out where that's at? The Stage 2 exam started on Friday with the Japanese oral exam. That, by all reports, was a positive start to the exam period, and our students did as well as they possibly could, considering they were on the phone talking to somebody that they didn't know. And appreciate the time that went into the preparation of that, but also the running of that. And this exam period will obviously extend over the next 3 to 4 weeks. So I would like to wish all of the staff the best of luck in preparing their students for the Stage 2 exams. Some more information will come out during this coming week with regards to the Year 12's final day this coming Friday. It is a shortened program, and Leslie has made that public, and it will include a luncheon, which I really appreciate if staff could make themselves available in the amphitheatre, or if the weather is inclement, it will flow on into the staff room. Moving on to this coming week, I'm heading into some negotiations with St Joe's and Navigator College around possible subjects that we can be share in this coming year. I also am going into an Air Peninsula Alliance meeting regarding local delivery as far as public education goes on the Tuesday. What I'm looking to do on the Monday meeting with the private schools, but also the Tuesday meeting with the public schools, is to see if we can boost up some of the smaller subjects, particularly at Stage 2, so that we can maintain our subject choice. I'm really proud of the fact that we have a wide range of subjects that our students can choose, but I also want to be able to make sure that we support the middle school classes, as well as make sure that we use our Tier 2 funding to fund initiatives to support those learners who are at risk. I want to let you all know that Jodie Kennedy, who has been teaching at Port Lincoln Primary School for some years, has won a district-based position for the next 3 years. She will be an EALD hub coach, and she's going to be supporting Port Lincoln High over the next 3 years around some initiatives that will help our EALD leaders, EALD learners, my apologies, to improve their writing skills. She met with the executive leaders last Friday, and we've encouraged her to be on site to start to roll out some of those initiatives, certainly have in discussions with leaders during the rest of this year, and then to come up with some plans for the new year around a series of training and development opportunities for both teaching staff and ancillary staff to support our EALD students. I'm also going to be spending some time talking to small groups of staff around some reviews of this year. And if you've made a time, that's great. Please come prepared for that meeting with a little template. And if you haven't made a time and you are keen to catch up with me over the next couple of weeks, please see Rachel around that booking. Just one last thing. There is some obvious information on the walls of the staff room. We around students, and particularly around their writing skills. I'm keen to have that displayed for staff, but there are obviously some information there that can be sensitive to students, particularly some of our students that really struggle with their literacy level. So we would really like to limit the number of students that access the staff room so that that sort of sensitive information cannot be picked up by our students. I know that I in the previously have said that the Year 12s will possibly have their luncheon in the staff room. And if this does occur, then we'll make sure that we cover up that learning data so that there's no sharing of information there. But look, in a general sense, if we can avoid having students in the staff room, that would be great. It allows staff to spread some things out that perhaps are of a sensitive nature, particularly if they're doing some planning preparation and some downtime for staff. When they're out of class or not directly working out on yard duty, et cetera, during break time. But it's also just a general place that's a little bit private. So if we can maintain that as colleagues, that would be wonderful. Just to finish off, what do you call a very fast llama? Well, it's a Lamborghini. Have a lovely week, everybody.